Blog Talk Radio.
Who will save us now? The nations rage, voices crying out. Some of them for freedom. Some of them for healing, for someone to lead them. This world hangs by a thread, on the edge of time. What we have come to dread, a rivaling light, like a string on a knife, headed for
to the Healing Light Show, everybody. This is Reverend Stan and Jacob, and we've got a great guest, Nate Mariocchi, today. Welcome, Nate. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here, guys.
It's great to have you on the show today, and it's great to hear your story. I know the Lord's been really working through your life and really sharing it through your music and really touching people, you know, with Christ, the people's hearts, and bring them to the Lord. And it's really great to hear a brother in Christ is actually doing that and doing the great work for Christ. Nate, I'm going to jump right into the interview right quick, and I'm going to ask you, what was your experience as a kid when he was bringing you into this type of music and starting to work in your life, Nate?
Yeah, you know, it actually started very young. My dad is a pastor of a little rural church in Michigan, kind of in the rural area of Michigan, and we used to have Sunday night services. And this particular Sunday night, we started worshiping God, and it was one of those nights where, you know, nobody wanted to stop worshiping. And I was 4 years old, and sometimes on Sunday nights, my dad would let me kind of just hang out in the back pew, and sometimes I would even fall asleep. And this particular night, there just seemed to be a, I don't know how else to explain it, except that there was just this glow, you know, about the room, just the presence of God, the awareness of God's presence was so just real. And as a kid, I was so aware of that, and I did fall asleep. And when I woke up, I saw this man standing above me, and he had a, you know, this was in the days of the three-piece suit. And maybe down south, you still wear three-piece suits in church, but in Michigan, it's more like jeans now. But so this in the day of, and, you know, this man was standing there, and he had a communion cup in his hand and a communion wafer in the other hand. And he was standing there, and tears were just streaming down his face, just nonstop. He just had this look on his face of that he was experiencing just pure love, you know. And at that moment as a kid, I saw that guy, and I knew that God was real, and I knew that he was good. And so that just began. I was 4 years old, and I began just kind of a journey to know the heart of God and to know the goodness of God. And, you know, praise and worship music was surrounding that moment, and praise and worship music and songwriting and music and those types of things have always surrounded, you know, my personal pursuit. And so now we just go around the world and invite other people into that, so to speak. So that's kind of how I started as a kid.
That's awesome, Nate. How have you been in your relationship with Christ? Have you been real close? Does he really speak to you, you know, when you're writing your music? How does that work, man?
Well, you know, I think with anybody that's put their faith in Christ, it's, you know, you asked me a couple questions, so I'll deal with the first one. Our relationship with Christ, the way I see it, you know, is that he really pursued us. You know, the Bible says, you know, that we love him because he first loved us. He's the one that stepped out. He's the one that came, you know, out of heaven to this earth and put on human flesh and dealt with humanness and then died on the cross. And he reached out to us. And I think it's that way with everybody. So he reached out to me. And as long as I keep in my life that revelation that he is good and that he's continually reached out to me, throughout my life. You know, it's been just his goodness that's kept us and kept me. And that's how it is, I think, with many believers. But and how I write my music, it's different every time. People ask me that question, I really have three different answers. Sometimes there's incredible inspiration in a moment, and I'm just driving my car, and I get a song in my spirit, and I just know it's a song that I need to document. And so I'll pull over my car, and I'll grab my phone, and I'll just record it, you know, right on my phone, and then develop it later. Sometimes I'm in worship, just worshiping the Lord spontaneously, and a song comes. Sometimes I'm in front of a group of people, congregation or wherever, and we're just worshiping God, and a new song begins to come in that moment, and it's something that I go back later and develop. And then sometimes I just have a strong, you know, desire and a strong idea for a theme, like that song Hands of the Healer that you were playing beforehand. I just wanted to write a song about God being a healer because of an experience I had in Germany. And so I just sat down and did the hard work of let's write a song. So it happens in those several ways.
Amen. It's awesome to see how, you know, God touches a songwriter and really writes his music through his heart. It's awesome how that works. Another thing I'd like to ask you, can you tell us about your mission trip that you spent about 6 months in Germany? How did that go?
Yeah, you know, Germany has been a huge part of our heart and our ministry, the doors that the Lord has just really opened to us. And I've been traveling in Germany for about 13 years. Initially, I went there as an intern, like you mentioned, the six-month period. And I just helped out a small church getting their music ministry going. And from that, people invited me to come and speak and sing at different places, different churches. And really from that time, 13 years ago, I keep getting invites back. So we've been doing this for 13 years, usually twice a year, sometimes up to four times a year. We're in Germany or somewhere in Europe ministering. And my goodness, we don't even have enough time to share just the goodness of God that I have seen him pour out on those people. Just one, a couple highlights. Like I said, you know, it's hard to pick just a few, but the thing that really inspired me to write that song, Hands of the Healer, was when I saw we were doing a concert, and at the end of the concert, I just had people come up who needed healing. And I was surprised the amount of people that came forward. I mean, I really was. I mean, there were literally probably, I don't know, 150 people maybe came forward for prayer for healing. And I was really surprised, you know, physical healing. And so we started praying for folks, and there was this woman there that had been introduced to me before the service, before the concert. Her friends had brought her, and she was an atheist. She was a self-proclaimed someone who did not believe that God even exists, but she was also deaf. She had zero hearing in either one of her ears. She was totally and completely deaf. And before I even realized what I was saying, because she read lips in German, and before I realized what I was even saying, I told her friends, I said, listen, tell your friend that by the time she leaves our presence tonight, by the time she leaves this place, she will be healed. She will have her hearing back. And they told her, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, my goodness, what did I just say? You know? And, I mean, I don't usually go around saying things like that, but and then all of a sudden this confidence came over me, like, okay, the Holy Spirit really said that through me. I just knew it, and there was just a faith in me. And so, you know, after the concert there, she is standing there wanting prayer for healing, this person who says she doesn't believe in God. And so we go over her, we put our hands on both of her ears. You know, I just put my hands on her ears, and I said, in the name of Jesus, ears open. And we went and started praying for some other people. About 15 minutes later, this woman comes back, and she goes, she had a very strange look on her face. I said, what's going on? She said, I can hear things like as if they're in a distance, and I haven't had this in years, but I can hear as if things are in the distance. And so I talked to her about the story about how Jesus prayed for the man with the eyes, and he kind of had a partial healing. You know, he saw men like trees walking. I think you're familiar with that verse. Told her that story, and I said, listen, I'm going to pray again, and we are going to believe, and we're just going to see you have total restoration of your hearing. And we prayed again, and within another half an hour, she had complete restoration of her hearing.
Amen. That's an amazing story there, man.
And she did give her life to Jesus.
Amen. I was going to ask you if you had any healings during your concert. You just answered that, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
What is your new CD that you came out? What's the name of it?
You know, it's called This Is Heaven's Time Live. We did a live recording, and it actually just hit iTunes this morning. So it's on iTunes just this morning. We did a live recording, great kind of packed out audience, fantastic evening of worship that we reported, and I'm super excited about the outcome of it.
That's awesome, man. So all this was recorded live during your concert and all that, and they're getting able to hear everything, the audience and everything. That's awesome, man.
Absolutely, we really put you in the passenger seat. We drop you right into an experience of praise and worship, and I couldn't be happier with. You know, the team that we worked together, we worked very hard, and it turned out fantastic. And can't wait for everybody to hear it. I want everybody in the world to hear it.
Amen. I know it's like all the other songs. I mean, there's other people's been in ministry. We all have situations when we're teenagers. And a lot of times, you know, the enemy tries to drag us away. But I read something about you that you struggled as a teen, and the Lord pulled you back in. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. You know, yeah, teen years are such a tumultuous time, I think, in a lot of folks' lives, and especially when you grow up in a ministry home. I think you have to figure out, hey, do I believe this because my parents believe this, or is this my faith? You know, and I think it's healthy that everybody comes to that place. And, you know, I want everybody to choose Christ. You know, I believe that the Holy Spirit's there. I think Jesus is there. He's not threatened by those things. And that's what I went through. You know, I had a time as a teenager where I had to decide, hey, is this my parents' faith or is this my faith, you know? And, you know, I got involved with some friends who were, you know, who were living ways that, you know, were contrary to the way that Christ would have us live. And I felt that temptation. I felt that pull. I didn't want to go there, though, because I knew God was good. And remember that I told you about that, you know, experience I had with God. I knew he was good deep inside my gut, you know. But, you know, the enemy is trying to pull me away. I also dealt with some depression during that time. And, you know, just the darkness of that surrounding my life. And on a very kind of low point in my life where I was really considering, strongly considering just walking away from God and just going completely in with my friends and into the world, on that very night, God just radically dealt with my heart. He had spoken to my parents about getting me to a conference. We went to this conference, and there was a worship leader there. And as soon as I walked into the place, I mean, that man's worship was so pure and so connected to God that I felt God's presence again like I had when I was a kid, and I just melted. I just melted to the ground and said, God, you're real, you're good, and I want to serve you the rest of my life. No more questions, no more turning back. This is it. And so I did. I made that decision. And again, it was in the context of, you know, praise and worship and just that presence of God surrounding me and just me realizing that he was good and that he was loving. He was the only way to go. He was the only choice for any kind of good life in this life and the next. And so, that's the miracle that the Lord performed, just bringing me back to him as a teenager.
Amen. I know, you know, a lot of us, you know, we all get to that point like you're talking about. We get to see whether we want to follow the same tracks of our fathers and our mothers and what we really think about the, you know, about the whole faith. And it really gives us a point where we can make our own minds up instead of our parents throwing us into things. And you know, I really believe, you know, really making a choice for Christ has to be yours. It can't be somebody else's, you know.
Yes.
And it leaves that door open where you can make your own choice, let you think about it yourself. And I was talking to a lot of people, you know, I've got a ministry in lawn care and a lot of other things that my ministerial skills goes out. And I've talked to a lot of people in other faiths, and they've been, you know, they went through their church thing where their parents took them to church. And they went through, you know, the church process of joining the church and all that. And when they joined the church, when they was real small, they did that where their parents would lock them, where their parents wanted to join the church. And then when they got 60 years old, that they felt like they didn't really make that commitment to Christ the way they should. And they're like, what am I missing? You know, what's going on here? I don't drawn to the Bible. I don't have that burning inside me. What's going on? And I sit down with a lot of them. They've not really accepted Christ. And because... years ago, they've just did it on their parents' behalf, and then when they accepted the Holy Spirit, it's like a whole new life, man. They're like, man, I was missing this, you know. So it's really important. It's really important for you to make your own decision, anybody, and it's awesome that people do that. But
yes.
Nate, it's awesome to get to speak to you today, man.
Man, it's so great to be here. I really am honored that you guys gave me a call. So
yes. It's great. I know Jacob, he's been with John G. Lake Ministry there for a while and got to meet a lot of new people. And I was listening to one of Curry Blake's CDs, and they was playing one of your songs during their CDs, and
I thought
that was awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Curry and I love that guy. He's been such a good friend to my family and I, and we just love them. We love John G. Lake Ministry. We love Curry and his family, and they've been awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty good people, and I was listening to one of his, like I said, one of his teaching CDs, and he was playing your music in the background, so I remember that song from somewhere, and I thought, that's one of Nate's songs. That's cool, man.
So,
it's great to have you on here, Nate, and I'm sure that this broadcast, the people listening now, is going to learn a lot about you, and they're going to hear about your song. Have you have anywhere else you're playing this you know, the next couple weekends or so that you want to announce?
Man, you know, we're going to be, yeah, we've got a few things coming up. We're going to be doing a larger conference in Lansing, Michigan, the capital city, coming up on July 3rd. It's going to be a great opportunity to be with us in a larger environment. And I think even Tommy Barnett is going to be speaking there. It's a huge thing. Nathan Morris, evangelist Nathan Morris, will also be speaking there from the Bay Revival. And, yeah, looking forward to that. And then also I'm going to be at John G. Lake's Ministries annual conference. And, man, I can't think of the dates right now, but I believe it's July 16th, 17th, and 18th, something like that. That's going to be in Dallas. In Richardson, Texas, rather, I guess it's a suburb of Dallas, at the Holiday Inn, and we'd love to see you out for that. I'm going to be in Germany for a week, the fourth week of July. I'm going to be in Leipzig, Germany, so I don't know if there's anybody listening from Germany, but if you are, we're going to be in Leipzig doing a conference that I'm really, really excited about, where I'm actually going to be doing a lot more of the speaking. This time. So I'm going to be doing a few music sets, but they're going to have me speaking a bit too. And then we've got some things coming up in the Detroit area. But you know what? You can jump on my website and look at my calendar and see where I'm going to be, and we'd love to meet you.
That's awesome, man. Jacob, you anything you like to ask you, man?
Go ahead and plug that website for us.
Sure. My name here, Nate. Marialki.com, and last name is spelled Marialke, NateMarialki.com.
Man,
that's
good.
Awesome, dude. Can you tell us just a little bit, you talked about Curry, but of course me and you are both tied into him. So
Yep.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I will be at the John G. Lake Ministries annual conference the whole week.
All right.
And I will be bugging Nate 24/7 probably. tell us a little bit how you got mixed up with Curry.
Actually, you know, that's my wife. I'm married to a beautiful woman named Catherine, and she was a missionary in Thailand for 3 years, and she actually was on a team with Curry's son, John, and his wife, Stephanie. And they got really connected, and when Stephanie came back to work for JGLM, they were looking for some worship people to do their conference, and Stephanie just in the back of her mind, I think at one point said, I think Catherine's married to a guy that does worship, let's check him out. So they called me, said, hey, will you come? And that was when they did the conference in Colorado, which, my goodness, that's my favorite state in the whole country. I love that state. But we were in Colorado together and just made a strong connection with the Blakes and with the ministry there, and just really felt a great heart connection on the doctrine of the finished work of Christ and that healing was paid for at the cross. And honestly, a lot of that teaching has been foundational for me in seeing the kinds of things that we've seen with physical healings in our own ministry. So that's how we got connected.
All right, there's one more question that I wanted to punch out. You talked about your music, but I noticed that you have your own label, and I just wanted you to go into how all that started. I don't remember the name of it. I'm sorry, man. I wanted you to bring it up for you have your own label, and you're kind of doing your own thing, man. You're independent, and, you know, you're just totally Nate Marialki, you know, and go into that for a second.
Sure. We started a label or a, you know, business or company called RMI, Refuge Music International. And it's always been my heart to make sure that we're being a refuge to people by bringing the gospel. You know, bringing the gospel of Jesus through song, through the preaching of the gospel, but also through helping the impoverished, you know, around the world. And so that was always my heart and goal, and we've done that in small ways. But just recently, we connected with Compassion International, which is a very, very integrous long-standing ministry to the poor. You've probably heard of them. You can sponsor children through them. And
yes,
I'm now officially connected with them as a spokesperson, and we have the privilege of getting children sponsored from all over the world, wherever we go. And it's been such a blessing to know that the church is picking up these kids and taking care of them. And I'll just put in a real small commercial here. If you'd like to sponsor a child, that would just make my day. And if you would, just go to my website, and there's a link that you can click right from my website. It's this Compassion International link, and you can sponsor. It's $38 a month to take care of a little girl or a little boy who otherwise would have nothing. And, it's just been our privilege to be a spokesperson for the poor and the needy, those that cannot speak up for themselves. And so Refuge Music International really has the heart to bring refuge to people through the gospel and then through, taking care of the poor. But I also want to say, even though I'm independent, I am an independent artist, which means I'm not signed to a major label those kinds of things. But we have a great team. My band is great. My family, my wife's been so supportive. We have my church, my goodness, my church has been incredibly supportive of what we do. And we've got a great team that just helps pull all this off. And there's some really great things happening, some really great things on the horizon where we're connecting with some different networks, and we're just having a lot of fun and just really want to see Jesus, really, really want to see Jesus glorified in America and all over the world.
That's fantastic.
Nate, I really think, I really think that the Lord has a lot more doors open for you, and I think you're going to be a lot bigger than you think you're going to be, and I just think it's going to blow wide open, man. And,
Amen. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, it's just, I can feel these things, but I just know I'm going to be listening to 106.9 Billy Graham station. I'm going to be hearing your music on there. And
awesome.
we're all going to be jamming out to you, man. But
awesome.
Then again, it's awesome to have you on the show today. And if, like I said, anybody wants to check out this show and wants to hear this thing again, just go on Blog Talk Healing Light Show, and just click on Nate's show right here. I mean, we're interviewing him, and it'll be, you can listen to it anytime you want to. If you have anybody else that wants to listen to it, just let them come and click on the Healing Light Show, and it'll be right there. And Nate, again, thank you for coming on the show. And if there's anything, you have any other CDs coming out, and you want to talk about them, you're more than happy to come on the show, man. And,
I really appreciate that, guys, and I really appreciate you reaching out to me like this. Appreciate what you guys are doing, getting the word out there and on the internet. I think that's awesome. So, man, bless you guys.
Yeah, God bless you, man, and you have a great day, man. And thanks for coming on the
you
show.
You as well, guys. Yeah, it's my privilege. Talk to you soon. We'll see
hey, you
soon,
have a
Nate.
Good one, man. And we're going to go right into Hands of the Healer again. This is one of Nate's great songs that he wrote, and we'll be right back. Amen. Welcome back to the Healing Light Show. We just had Nate Meraki on here. We just had a great interview with him, and he was really telling us about his life story, how he got started in music, and how the Lord touched him when he was 4 years old and really introduced himself to him, and just a lot of amazing things about his ministry, and we all learned quite a bit about him today. At this time, we'd like to do a few announcements. If anybody would like to go to our Healing Light Show Facebook, Healing Light Facebook, go to the Facebook Healing Light Show, and what we do, we actually take all type of things about our shows that's coming up. We talk about any events that we do, any events that Jacob does will be on there. We post that on there. Any type of new thing that's coming out that, you know, some minister is really ministering to people on YouTube or anything, I'll post that. Anything that I think is really beneficial to my audience, I'll put on there. Even if I get a word of knowledge about anything, I put it on there. The Lord talks to me sometimes about different issues and different things. I post it on there. If you got prayer requests, I do ask you to put it on there, because me and Jacob will pray over this, over you and over your situation. And I also ask people to call in for prayer. We had we've had other call-ins for healings, but it's one I've done on my own, and it was for a great deliverance we had Wednesday night, and the Lord was really touching this lady and really brought peace upon her. The Lord was all over that, and it was very amazing to me. And if y'all would want to have one of those experiences, just call in. You know, it's 347-996-3615. I did announce this Wednesday that I am going to open up a healing room on Pal Talk. It's already designed. It's already ready to be set up. But what I'm going to do, if you are a person that likes the Healing Light Show, I will post on there when I'm opening this room. All thing you have to do is go to Pal Talk and sign up. It's free. There's no charge. It's a little bit easier setting up than Skype. And you can go right into the room, go to the Christianity site for Christians, and the healing room will be right there. And I can spend one-on-one time with you with a prayer session. If you've got any healing situations going on, any deliverance situations, if you just want to be introduced to the Lord, I can do that. So that's what the healing room will be all about. But, Jacob, do you have any up-and-coming events that you have to talk about?
I do. July 1st, which is Tuesday, I will be on a podcast. I'll be doing a podcast interview sharing my testimony with Malian Quinteros. I hope I pronounced his name right, dude. If you're listening, I'm sorry if I don't get it right. But he is with Dominion Fire Church, and the name of the podcast is the Heal the Sick Podcast. I'll be sharing my supernatural testimony with him at 3 p.m. Central Time, so figure out what that is in your time zone. I encourage you to listen, man, because one of my big things is going around sharing my story to build people's faith so that they can be healed, man, because some of the stuff I went through is nutty. I shouldn't even be alive, but I'm here anyway. In August 7th through the 9th, here in West Monroe, Louisiana, which is where I'm from, I'll be in a conference called the Army of the Lord Conference, and I'll be activating and teaching on healing. And you can contact Robert Goins at 318-789-4334 for more information on that. There's going to be a lot of people coming from out of town. We're trying to, that's just basically equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, which is Ephesians 4:11-13. I'm really excited about doing that. That's going to be one of my not one of my first big conferences, but it'll be a big conference. I'm hoping that a lot of people get a lot out of that. You can friend me on Facebook at Jake Phillips at facebook.com. You can go to my ministry website, which is SOR Ministries, SORministries.net. It's Sons of Righteousness Ministries, but it's SORministries.net. We have a newsletter. You can just, if you want a newsletter, you can apply for one there. You can message me on Facebook. All kind of cool stuff going on. We're going to be at the JGLM conference. We're not preaching or anything, but we're just going to attend July 16th through the 19th, and Nate's going to be there. I mean, he mentioned doing that, and this will be mine and my wife's third year. I want to encourage people to pick up his CD. Hands of the Healer is actually from a record that we have called Rise from Zion. That's Nate's last record. And every song on that CD is really awesome. We're going to get some and put them on our ministry product table. I really, really like that record. And now she's telling me that she wants his new record, It's Heaven's Time. So we're going to probably be buying a few of those whenever we go to the conference. So, Nate, if you're listening, we're going to buy a bunch of your CDs, and we're going to have them for us and then try to get rid of them for, you know, and us to get other people interested in your stuff. But that's basically my bag right now. That's what we're doing. We got a lot of things coming up, and I'm excited. We stay excited around here. But anyway,
amen.
That's what's going on here.
Yeah, this time we're going to say prayers for everybody. Lord Heavenly Father, we ask you to bring your presence upon us in Jesus' name. We ask you to put in our minds the people that actually needs healing, needs transformation. We ask you to bring your presence of the Holy Spirit upon us. At this time, I'd like the Holy Spirit to hit everyone that's listening to this podcast, listen to this show right now. Holy Spirit, I ask you to hit these people now. Fill their bodies with your heat, peace, your transformation. I ask for the Holy Spirit to hit every one of them now. In Jesus' name, I command it. I command headaches to leave. I command depression to leave. I command sinus infections to leave in Jesus' name. I curse and bind it at the seam. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I command broken legs to be healed in Jesus' name. Bones mend, tendons mend in Jesus' name. I command arthritis to die and anticipate, you know, fall away from the legs and from the fingers and from the joints. Command arthritis to, I curse the arthritis and I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. I command stomach ulcers to die. I curse the stomach ulcer at the seed and at the root in Jesus' name. I command it to die. Die now in Jesus' name. Stomach ulcers die now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Cancers die. I curse the root of the cancer. I curse the seed of the cancer. I command it to die. At this time, anybody that's got any mental stress, anything that's went on in their life, you know, I don't know whether it's a past childhood thing that somebody really, it really hurt them in their lifetime. I ask you to try to think about it now. Think about hurt that these people has hurt you when you was a child, or that hurt that the ex-husband or whatever has hurt you in your time, has put that scar on your life. I ask you to think about that now. Just bring it into your mind. I'm going to have the Lord to pull this off and to pull this out where you will be set free, and it will bring healing to your body. At this time, just think of that hurt, that one hurt that's in your body or in your mind that person, that one person said to you, or those people said to you, that really just really hurt your life, that really put that the enemy put his hooks into your life. I want you to think of that now in Jesus' name. I want you to think of that. I want you to hold that now. Now this one hurt that you're holding in your life, in Jesus' name, I curse that hurt. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to pour the blood of Jesus upon that. That hurt is gone. I delete it in Jesus' name, and I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. I break all hooks, all claws, all connections to the enemy that put that in your mind and your body. I break it all in the name of Jesus Christ. I command it to leave. I bring peace upon your mind. I bring peace upon your soul in Jesus' name. I bring peace upon your heart. All those hurts that the children, as your kid could have brought upon your heart, I cancel that out in Jesus' name. Father, I bring peace to his heart. Bring peace to her heart. Bring peace now. Jesus is redoing your heart now. He's reaching those parts in your heart that you didn't know that was hurt. He's reaching it now. He has the power to touch your heart, to redo your heart, to remake your heart. He lives there. He's knowing your heart. Holy Spirit, I ask you to touch the heart. Touch the whole being, Holy Spirit, and just redo them now in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this healing. Thank you, Father. Father, I also ask you to bring peace upon them. Bring tremendous peace upon them. Let them know that you're upon them, that you're listening to them, that you're paying attention to them. I know the enemy tries to get us to think that you're not paying attention to us, that you're not listening to us, and you are, and you're listening to every detail. And Father, I ask you to bring your peace upon them now and let them feel this peace and know that your eyes is upon them. And that your grace upon him in Jesus' holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen. Jacob, anything you like
yes,
to say?
Sir.
Or any... okay, go ahead, man.
Well, while you were praying, I got this vision of somebody's got a problem with their right hip. And it seems to be dislocated or something or other. And I just saw it popping back into place, and that's supernatural right there. And I just say whoever that is, be healed right now. He'll pop back into place in Jesus' name. I know that sounds kind of strange, but, healing is something out of the ordinary course of nature. The supernatural is anyhow. Anybody that has any migraine headaches is being healed right now. I felt a strong sense of migraine headaches. There's heat surrounding your whole head, and I just feel like right now that God is healing migraine headaches. Somebody was having some problems with their right shoulder, and that's being healed now. You're having a problem with your rotator cuff, but the pain is leaving, and it's coming back into alignment. Somebody's got something wrong with a disc in their back, and that's coming into alignment right now. That disc is straightening up according to the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. We just speak all these healings right now in the name of Jesus, and we command them done. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in these bodies, and we call them set free and made whole right now in the name of Jesus. There's somebody right now, and I just got this word, and this is kind of serious. There's somebody right now on the verge of wanting to commit suicide. And right now I just find that spirit of death that has a hold of their mind in the name of Jesus. And I call it right now, I call it down, spirit of suicide and spirit of death. I call you out, and I tell that person God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And they're being delivered right now. I just, God, right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that you reveal your love to them in the deepest way in the name of Jesus. I just ask, God, that you would send angels of love to minister to them right now, and that's what I've got.
Amen, amen. I want to tell everybody, we're going to have another Wednesday night show this Wednesday. And, come and check out the show. Call in for healing. If you really want one-on-one personal healing with us, just call in. We'll do a healing prayer for you and watch the Lord touch you. And the number is always 347-996-3615. And thank you for listening to our show and listening to Nate's story. And we'll see you Wednesday. God bless every one of you.
He's awakening the hope in me by calling forth my Showers on.